Ma'akan koyin, aflahalam koyin. Just like by Bikurim, it says the word clearly, lokach ha-koyin, the koyin has to take it. So Adin by Shlomim also, when it says yodav to Vienu, it means the koyin should take it. And aflahalam bailim, just by the Shlomim, it says you need the bailim mishakit to move him. Is afkan bailim, and also by the Bikurim, also you need the bailim. So you're learning out one from the other. So first you're learning out the mitzvah tenufa that applies to Bikurim, and also just like the Bikurim it says Kohen, it applies to Shlemim, and just like by Shlemim it means Bailim, who are then by Bikurim also means the Bailim. So Hakeitah, how does it come out? Because Mashmah, the tenufa has to be done with both. It has to be done with both with the Kohen and with the Bailim. So Hakeitah, how does it come out? So Mar says yes, that Kohen in Yech Yodai Ta'achashidai Bailim Umeinus. The Kohen puts his hands underneath the hands of the Bailim, and together they make a tenufah. That's the way the tenufah is done, both by Bikurim and by Shlomim. So Mar says, V'leim and Nami, why does the Mishnah also say, Kedibur Reb Yehuda, that according to Reb Yehuda also Bikurim needs tenufah. The time is done like this, Reb Yehuda says, V'hinachtei, when the person says by Bikurim, V'hinachtei, he dashes the zut tenufah. That means there's a mitzvah tenufah, you have to pick it up. Atrem, you're telling me Zutnufa means Tnufa Oy Eimei Ela Hanocha, maybe only means Hanocha. So Morris says yes. Keshuem, when the Pesach says V'henichoi, it says already V'henichoi. Halei Hanocha, but the Bikurim you have to put down near the Mizveach. And so Romani Mekayim V'hinachtei, what's the other Pesach says V'hinachtei? Zutnufa, but there's a mitzvah Tnufa. The question of Yudit, there's a mitzvah Tnufa by Bikurim also. So what is the Mishnah on the circle of the Blessed and Yaakov? It could even go across the Yud also. So Mar says, on my Rebbe, or in the Pesach, by across the Tchila, that the Blessed and Yaakov, he's dashing from the beginning of the Pesach. Now she says, Lachu Neku, Blessed and Yaakov, Mishum, Hu Yalef, Taima, Miyadav, the Rashi the Krill, since he dashes from the beginning of the Pesach, that's where the Gemara takes his Rasha, and only, that's where the Mishnah only brings him down. But in the Chlam, it's also go across the Yud. But Malcolm, Yitzchak Amar, Hoyev Rav Gavrei, he was a great person. Rashi says, Shuchachem B'Yosa, he was a great Chacham, Reb Ben Yaakov. The Kaimler, because the Gemara in Ervin says, Mishnah of Reb Ben Yaakov is Kavanaki. That's why the Mishnah says, Reb Ben Yaakov, over Reb Yehuda. Then the Mishnah says, V'yemurei Shalmei Yochid, V'chazor V'shoyv Shalhem. That is a mitzvah tenufa to pick up the Kavanakom Shlamin, V'yemurim, and the Chazor V'shoyv that's given to the Kohanim. And Echor HaNashim V'Echor HaNashim B'Yisrael Avaled Yecherim, who would be a Kerman from a man, a Kerman from an Isha, that by Yisrael has the mitzvahs to Nufel and not by Yecherim. So Mar says, my Kerman, what does the Mishnah mean to say? Rashi says, Rashi could tell me Echor HaNashim V'Echor HaNashim, what does it tell me? Avaled Yecherim HaNashim HaNashim V'Nashim. First it's Nashim, a Kerman Isha needs to Nufel, and then it's Nashim only by Yecherim, he's only by a man and not by an Isha. So my comment, what does the Mishnah mean to say? So when it says, I'm Rav Yehuda Happy, come, what does the Mishnah mean to say? Echad HaNashim V'Yechad Nashim, whether it's a man or whether it's a lady. Korban Tumut Tenufa. Yes, the Korban needs Tenufa. But a Tenufa Atzma, who does the actual Tenufa? Who has to lift up the Emurim and the Chazor V'Shoyv of the Kohen Shlamim? The Yisrael Avolei B'Yad Nashim. Only by a man does the Tenufa and not by a lady. Even though her Korban needs Tenufa, for the actual mice of Tanuf was done by Yisrael by Anish and not by Anisha. Tell me about what about this. The passage says, B'nei Yisrael Manifin, so Yidashin V'yema, the Kachava Manifin. And not a Grey, a Grey cannot do the Tanufa. B'nei Yisrael Manifin, and the same thing V'yema Meshim Manifes. A lady cannot do the mitzvahs of Tanufa. And Rabbi Yossi says, that see that we find, Shechon HaKakos, because it made a difference, between Korban Yisrael, the Korban of the Kachava. There are differences. And the Korban Nashim also, that the Smicha, by the mitzvah Smicha, there are differences. So we dash in B'nai Yisrael, V'yein B'nai Yisrael same place. The Rashi of the Tanya, the first kind of ratio, B'nai Yisrael, the Samach, is also Joshua, that B'nai Yisrael Samchin, V'yein the Chavim Samchin, the Korban of a greater than the Smicha. The same thing, B'nai Yisrael Samchin, V'yein B'nai Yisrael same place. But Anisha does not do Smicha. We find by the mitzvah smicha there's a difference only a korban Yisrael and not a korban of an Isha, a korban of a Goy. If so, Yochanan may be nechlek b'tenufa, Maybe the same thing is by Tnufa also. Rashi says, Shemariye Korban Rosh Hashanah Tuma Tnufa. Can you swear? Maybe the Korban does not need Tnufa altogether. Not only that an Ish has to do it, and not an Isha, but maybe it's not Mechuvim Tnufa altogether. Yochan Nechla B'Tnufa, Tumor says, Lay, that no, Mali Cholot V'Smicha Shah Smicha B'Bailam. Why? Smicha is different because Smicha has to be done by the Bailam. See, there's a difference of only the Israel does it, and not an Isha, and not a Grey. Now, Shaykh Nechla B'Tnufa, Shah Tnufa B'Kanim. Anyway, who does the Tnufa? The Kanim do it. So therefore, the Kanim can do it. Rashi's V'Yachon, Mavik Chavim, V'Noshim, Lassos Kain Shliach, that they can make the Kain to do it. So it's Mustafa to save him by a Kain of an Akum, or by Korban of an Akum, or by the Korban of an Isha, it also needs Tnufa. He came of Saul, I wish that I'm in Saul, Matam Lema, B'nai Yisroel, let us say B'nai Yisroel, first with Ashton, B'nai Yisroel, Menifim, V'yay Mavik Chavim, Menifim, that a Great does not do the actual mitzvah. In a Chavami, it's Korban needs Tnufa, through a Kain, but not through the Great. And the same thing, B'nai Yisroel Manifim, V'yayin HaNosha Manifim, that a Yisroel does a Tanufa, and not Benisha, V'yayin HaNosha Manifis. So Kitzvah, according to this, that both the Korban of a Goy and the Korban of an Isha needs Tanufa, the Mishnah just would say, Don B'Achem is done by Yisroel, by a Kohen, and not with the, not with an Isha, not with a Goy. Tanya, there's another verse like this. The verse is B'nai Yisroel, and we have B'nai Yisroel. Only a Korban of Bnei Yisrael needs Tnufa. Gave him the Avodim Yisrael Milayin, Tamrei Mahamakrif. That Korban also needs Tnufa. So Makrif Rashi Yisrael Rashi Makod, whoever brings it. Or Yehni, maybe not that way. El Ezek Korban Makrif just means the Korban that brings it. He does the Tnufa. But not to be Marba, the Korban of a Gerim over Eben Meshuchram. Ki Yishuam, when the Pesach says, Yodim Tifiyenu, Harei Bailam Omer, that's the Bailam. Okay, so that's a come out. Koyin Meniach Yod of Takas Yad of Bailam Omeinif, that the Koyin puts his hands underneath the Yad of the Bailam and together they make a Tnufa. So that's Pesach the Gemara before, that in the Chalami we marba the Korban of the Gerim of the Chavim, that there is a Mitzvah Tnufa, the Pesach says a Makrif. And you want to say maybe a Makrif means only a Koyin, that it can't be, because we marba Takas the Bailam also has to make Tnufa. And that's what they do it together. But Korban of a Makrif does not mean only a Koyin, because the Bailam also does it. Therefore, Makrif means to include the korban of a gerim. That when a gerim brings a korban, it also has the mitzvah of tenufa. All right, we'll stop here.